Hey friend, oh my gosh, do we have some big changes going on around here? First off, I am super excited to be back and hanging out with you here on the podcast. It has been far too long. Second, if you hadn't already noticed a few things, they've changed. They don't look the same, and that's all due to the fact that the podcast is no longer called Mama's Partnering with God. It's now, drumroll please, the One Income Family. Yep, you heard that right. I am super excited about this new direction. During my time off, God has just been revamping this podcast to better suit you and your needs. And what He has called me to do is help you live more abundantly on one income. So today we are going to talk about this new direction. We'll be talking about how it came to be, how it's going to help you, and what you can expect from it in the future. So go grab that load of laundry, the one that's still sitting beside the dryer. Oh my gosh, I forgot what it was called. Anyways, that load of laundry sitting by the dryer, and let's go fold it and dive into this episode. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey, before we get into the nick of things, I just want to let you know that I'm going to start reading reviews right here on the podcast. So if you want your review read out loud, go and leave me a quick review on iTunes. Not only does this let me know you're enjoying the show, but it helps boost the show out to other mamas in need. Oh, and don't forget to follow me so that you're notified when a new episode comes out, and you can go and listen to your review being read right here on the show. All right, so how did this new direction come to be? It's just been a long time coming. It's been a long journey, and it's super exciting, but it's been a lot of work. So when I first started this podcast, I started it because I really wanted to have a podcast. I had so much on my heart to talk about, but I just didn't know what to talk about. I didn't know what you needed. And when I started it, I was also pregnant with my daughter, and I knew that I was about to have her, so I just got something going quickly. Not that the information wasn't awesome, because it was great information. You should definitely go listen to it, because it will definitely help you on your journey in partnering with God. But it also was just something that I could get it going, because I knew that once I had my daughter, getting the podcast started was going to be a lot of work, and I wasn't going to be able to do it because I was going to have a newborn on my plate. And so I decided to just get it going because maintaining was a lot easier than starting. Well, then I learned that that's not the case because I struggled with my daughter. I struggled with finding a schedule that worked for us. It still is a struggle, but it's getting better. And through that time off, God has really been honing in on me and clarifying what it is that He wants me to do for you. He told me that I was supposed to help you with finances and time, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to mesh together. I couldn't get it figured out. And then finally, He pushed me into a program that has helped me to really narrow in on what it is that He wants me to do. And I have reached out to other mamas like you so that I get real information as to what you need rather than just something that I want to create for you and think that you need. I don't want to create problems that you don't have. I want to solve the problems that you do have. Okay, So that's how this came to be. I know that in this new direction, just like you, I have attempted to start a few different online businesses that didn't go anywhere. I tried to be a VA, an online business manager. I tried coaching, and I didn't exactly know where it was going to go, but I tried and failed, and it didn't work. I've also tried and failed many different budgets and following through and keeping it going. I have failed at meal planning and grocery shopping, spending more than we could afford, more times than I can count. But I didn't let that stop me. Like, that's the whole point of this. I figured out for my family, because budgeting and finances have always kind of come easy to me, but it's the implementation. Like, I know how to do it. It's the implementation that is a struggle. And just like you, I have failed and struggled, and I have learned how to push through that. And that's what I want to teach you. I finally figured out a system and a lifestyle that worked for me and my family, even if I didn't bring in extra income myself, because like I said earlier, I couldn't get those businesses going. So instead of focusing on the business, I focused on the income we had. I focused on how I could stretch the income, how I could tweak it, how I could make it work for me. And that's what I'm going to share with you. That's how this is going to help you. I'm going to share with you Christ-centered, simple, and frugal living. That's the lifestyle that I have embraced. I bring Christ into everything that I do. So a lot of these episodes will have Christ-focused answers and tips and tricks, because he is the one that I like to go to first and always, and then I go to other people. I want it to be simple because I'm taking care of she's now 1 year old and a 3-year-old, and I don't have a whole bunch of time. I'm also trying to get this business going again for you so that it can help you and I can actually get the needle moving forward for you. I'm no longer worried about me because I've figured out how to live on one income, and whether this business generates money or not is not the point. The point is to help teach you how to make your money work for you so that you can live a good lifestyle. And if you have complex systems, if you have things that you just can't remember how to do them, it's not going to work for you. Then we're also going to focus on having a frugal life, because being frugal is what you want to be. You don't want to be cheap. You don't want to be, I mean, you can be thrifty, so that's not really a bad thing, but you don't want to just get something because it's the lowest price. And I'll share with you more on that later on, but I want to help you learn what being frugal is and how to think in that manner, so that when you come to a situation like that, you can actually you can come to a decision that will actually be helpful and good for you and actually get you to where you want to go. Then we're also going to be talking about financial planning and budgeting and money management, because you have to have this whole plan to actually be able to stick to it. You can have a budget that is just plugged in with certain numbers that you think are what you need, when in all reality, it doesn't suit your family, which is why you are struggling to stick with it. So by figuring out a plan that you enjoy that actually gets you to where you want to be, then you're actually going to be able to stick to that. And we're also going to give you a budget that is filled with grace. It allows you to spend when you want to, when you need to, and not feel guilty about it. But you're also still going to achieve that debt-free life that you want, or going on that vacation that you've always dreamed of. Okay, and then last but not least, we will be talking about time management, which I have a love-hate relationship with because I can never figure out what it is that I need to do sometimes, but figuring out those systems that work for you, Not sure if you heard the crying in the background, but my daughter's not wanting to take a nap. Go figure, right? But anyways, what I was talking about, time management, it's something that I need to focus on so that you can find the time to live that frugal life. You can find the time to live that simple life. And the systems that I'm going to help you create are simple. They're not going to be overly complicated things that you have to look at a piece of paper to remember what it is that you need to do. I mean, at the beginning, if it's not something that's like glued in your brain, you might need to do that. I mean, there are times that I'm like, crud, what was it that I wanted to do next? Oh yeah, it was that. But then it will become a habit. It will become something that you do every single day that will be easier for you to maintain. Okay, I'm gonna stop there or I will continue to go down that rabbit hole. Anyways, so in this podcast, you will learn how to partner with God with the simple and frugal skills and time management hacks that you can couple with your budgeting and money management system so that you can stick with it for the long haul and finally go on those family vacations or have a fun weekend that has been unattainable at this point. Okay, so what you can expect from this new direction and this, the one income family, I'm just so excited, is you can expect weekly episodes that come out on Tuesdays with possibly a couple bonus episodes here and there that will come out on Fridays. So be looking out for those because I don't know exactly when they'll happen. I'd love to eventually get to coming out with two episodes a week, but right now my schedule, it really only allows for one episode a week with possibly a bonus episode here or there. But I will let you know when a bonus episode is coming out so you don't miss it. And the episodes will be around 20 minutes long. I'm going to try to go no longer than 30 minutes. That is, unless I have like somebody on the podcast, then it might go a little bit longer, but I might split those up for you so they're not too long. We'll see. We'll play with it. We'll find out what you guys like and we'll go from there. But I am super excited about this new direction. I hope that you're excited. I hope that you are just ready for this new direction and that it's actually going to help you compared to the things that I was giving out before, because they were great, but it was just all over the place and confusing and you didn't exactly know what to expect from me. Now you do. Now we have a focus and a focal point. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email will be in the show notes and I am super excited to hear from you and answer any questions that you may have. All right. So before I hop off, again, I just want to remind you to go and write that review so that you can have your review read out loud on the podcast, and to remember to follow me so that you're notified when those episodes come out and you can hear your review being read on the podcast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.